Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is our last segment with Iris, which is always a pleasure.
Thank you, John.
And thank you. And actually, I just want to touch base with Claudia, sure, just to tell us a little bit about Viscotti. Claudia came for the celebration of the half birthday.
She came for the cake, I think.
She came for the cake.
I came for the cake, but they still haven't cut it yet. So I guess I'm going to have to say a little about, in all seriousness,
make her
though,
work for that.
I am with the Viscotti Center, as you guys know. And we are having
you have a big event.
Yes, it is supposed to be tomorrow, but if you look out your window, you'd right. understand we postponed our inaugural bike ride to October 17th. It is going to begin at the Viscotti Center, which is located at 201 IU Willits Road, which is on the corner of Serentown Road. And it's going to be an 11-mile bike ride for those of you that feel ambitious. And if you don't feel as ambitious, there is, after the bike ride, family fun at the center where we have about 7 to 8 fire departments that are going to be barbecuing. We have bouncies for the kids. They can ride their bikes around the track, face painting. We're raffling off 10 bicycles and helmets for little kids. Aww. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. If you want more information, I'm going to give you a number to call. It's 516-465-1675. That is my personal number. So, you know, if you have, you know, anything else interesting to say, please feel free to call me as well.
Tell us your full name once again.
My name is Claudia, and the last name is Poglianich. Much like when I was with the town, I'm the only Claudia at the Viscotti Center, so I'm easy. I'm easy to be
she
found.
She refuses to work anywhere with another Claudia.
If there's another Claudia, I can't do it. But it is an amazing center. You know, we have the Henry Viscotti School, which is for medically fragile, handicapped children. Mm-hmm. From it starts as soon as kindergarten up until the age of 21. We have Abilities, which is amazing programming to get these students work ready, as well as programs. And this is why my relationship with the Department of Services for the Aging will stay intact. We do many things for seniors. We have adaptive technology to help you age in place, age in your own home. We have the adaptive driver's course. You know, if suddenly you find yourself in need of a different type of car and equipment, we do that at the center. We have vision screening at the center. We have veterans programs. So there is a lot where it all ties in. And since we're located in the town, we love to have the relationship. And we're very fortunate that Supervisor Bosworth is a fan of our center. So anytime, I'd love to come on and just, you know, even if it isn't birthday cake. Yeah. And
she'll
birthday.
Come even if we don't give her food.
And keep you know, abreast of what's going on at the center, because there's always so much that's happening.
Yeah, and I mean, that really is a beautiful facility as well. It's breathtaking, and you just go there and you just feel everyone is there. You know, like Project Independent, mm-hmm. you know, everyone's really there. They want to help and do good things in the community. And I think that's why it does really work so, you know, well with our department.
There's a nice synergy, definitely.
Well, there are organizations where the people who work with them love what they're doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know you did a great job with Project Independence.
Thank
so obviously
you.
That same personality, it's a caring personality. Project Independence, Iris and I were talking about that at the break. It's a family over there with you guys, between
Absolutely.
Christina and Kimberly and, you know, just go through the names, Joyce and Paula and Rebecca, etc.
Nancy.
It's every...
Jerry.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Iris got the whole
record. Yeah, I'm not skipping anybody's names,
there's
but it just...
There's a gentleman there also, James.
There is.
Oh, yeah, James.
There's
James.
A gentleman.
He's the best.
I remember
right.
that.
We
yes.
got two gyms in this the department.
Oh, there's two gyms?
Yep.
And Jimmy was a graduate of the Henry Viscotti School, yeah. Jimmy Allen. A shout
oh,
out to Jimmy.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant with James. Okay,
yes,
Jimmy
yep.
is Jimmy.
Yes.
Then it's James is the other person. Okay.
I like that. See, it all just came full circle. And that ties things together.
And what do we say about the circle of support
right.
in Project Independence?
Right,
it is
right.
the circle
yeah.
of support of the community, and that is the truth.
Absolutely. So it's good stuff. And, you know, actually, she just reminded me, at our conference, we debuted the whole circle of support booklet
right,
as well.
Okay.
And that was a huge, huge success. You know, I was running around all day, but I actually got to go in and see the presentation, and people were just blown away by it, and it's a very user-friendly booklet, which is nice as well. So, you know, it's easy to do, and now you can call your social worker at Project Independence, and they'll come and they'll help, you know, start filling this out with you. And people get nervous, like, oh, I don't have this filled out. But the point is to just start your brain thinking about, okay, maybe this is where I have a gap in service, yep. or I don't know who to call. So, I mean, you can't obviously fill it out all in one shot. It's called a circle for a reason. It's an ongoing
right.
thing.
But the important,
it's just getting that, you know. And what I think is wonderful is that the social workers and the nurses in each region are trying to create a database on their own so they could help, you know. So if you're saying like, oh, I need someone for so-and-so, they'll be able to kind of hook you up with that service as well. So it's really just an amazing program. And I just want to give a shout out to Edith August, who is leaving Project Independence, but she really was instrumental in this whole process, and along with Nancy Mizrahi and the whole team. It's really been and they were so proud of it too, which just, you know, made it,
it's so important,
made it
so
an easy sell, you know. It's really it's great. So I just recommend everyone, if you want that booklet, to call 311 and we'll make sure to get it.
Everybody should get the booklet. I mean, I work with seniors on a whole different level, and it's amazing that from an adult child perspective, when something happens to mom and dad, the kids don't even know half the stuff that's
absolutely
going on. They don't know who to call.
Right.
I mean, so it really, it helps you help yourself and help your family by taking some time with
so
the social
many
worker.
Layers of it.
And I would imagine that probably maybe on an annual basis, you should review this.
Absolutely.
And because things change,
and
situations
it.
Change. So it's important to keep this going.
I know, and that's what, you know, we're always saying too, is because, you know, that's why we always tell people that it is an ongoing kind of process, because what you're thinking you might need now is not what you might need in a month or five months from now, you know. So it's
definitely, and your circle might grow.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's just, it's great. It's an exciting thing. We've been working on it for a very long time. So call 311 if you're interested in getting that or talking about it further. And then we have on some fun, you know, the Landmark on Main Street also has great programming, and they sent it to us, a free program. There's light refreshments, and this is at, it's once again, it's a Landmark on Main Street, and October 7th at 2 p.m., they're going to have Vintage Bliss, which is a duo that celebrates music from the Great American Songbook, featuring artists like Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin, Keeley Smith, Peggy Lee. It goes on and on. So they'll be there. It's an entertaining thing, and there's light refreshments, and it's a fun. Every Wednesday they have different services.
It's a great venue too, Landmark.
Absolutely.
Really,
that's what I'm saying. You know, we always say Project Independence, we might not directly provide, you know, every single service, but it's all about getting all these different organizations in the community together and just getting the word out there, because I think that's half the battle, is just finding out what's out there. You know, you don't even know where to begin sometimes. So, you know, if you're sitting home, there's always something to do. And that's why we tell people to tune into this segment, because it's, you know, oh, I don't know what to do. And these are just the free events, you know, which I think is amazing. You know, there's other things in the community that might have a slight charge as well, but these are all free. So,
but every aspect of government / community life in the town of North Hempstead under Judy Bosworth has really dramatically improved. I mean, just with Lauren here earlier.
I know, I was thinking
that how helpful that is to people trying to sell a house or buy a house. Or, again, I keep going to the adult children who know they have to downsize and mom or dad have to sell the house. You want that to be as stress-free as possible. Not to have them all upset that when they go to closing, they can't do this because they didn't get the CO and the permit or whatever.
Yeah, you know, we were talking, you know, in the break about it, and I said, you know what, it's just knowing the permit process, it's such a complicated arena. You know, you don't really know. I mean, there's permits needed for all kinds of things would expect.
You need a permit to get a permit.
Yeah.
But it really is a complicated
thing. It is, and I think that's why
Claudia had to get a permit to come. Yeah,
it's time stamped, so I don't know.
But that's why I think it's just amazing what she does, because I think what makes it special is this day and age, everything's computerized, which is great, and, you know, but it's also, you just want to talk to a person.
You want to ask a question.
Specific. And I think that's really what makes it very special in North Hempstead, is that, you know, we use the best of both. You know, there's technology like a 311 call center, but that gets you to different places, but you get a person.
And she's so thorough, Lauren, and is patient, in
this short time, it's amazing all the different things that she knows. And there's actually going to be on North Hempstead TV at 7:30. There's going to be, and this is going to be on all week.
7:30.
They're going to have an instructional video, what to do before buying or selling your home, and they'll just go
over
this. Yes, okay. So I think that'll be interesting too. So you can catch that.
What channel is that?
It's different on each. It depends on where you are. It's 18 or 63 on Cablevision.
Right.
And it's 46 on Verizon.
I'm Verizon. It's 46 on Verizon.
So depending on what region you're in, so I would just try, you know,
or what service
all the
you
above.
Have.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that should be great. And they've been doing a lot of, you know, innovative things. And like I said, you know, from the conference, eventually they're going to be playing the cooking show as well, which should be
Well, another
fun.
Kudos for Judy is when they do the tapings of things, Alan gets that stuff within a week, it'll probably be on the TV. I mean, yeah. You're not watching this year's, you know, right. 6 months from now. Yeah. It's timely, which is important.
That's great.
Yeah, and there's actually also going to be, as well this week, showing. It's a short film called Lost and Found. And it's a story of two seniors who are going through a difficult time in their life and are searching for love. It's going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center and also Northampton Beach Park. They're going to have a little thing. It was a script winner actually got to do the short. So that should be a nice.
Nice.
You know,
really
they're
nice.
Trying to do more innovative, you know, entertaining yeah. programs, which I think is great. So definitely tune in to Northampton TV. You know, all these departments, it's amazing when you think about all the different work that Northampton is doing in different venues. And John just passed me one of the most exciting things, talking about exciting things. I mean, not as exciting as my 6 months.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
nothing can
it pales. It pales
but,
in comparison.
But, you know, I guess $1 million, you know, in federal funding for Project Independence transportation program is equally as exciting.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I guess it was last week now. We've got right. the final word. It's been quite the play. We had Chuck Schumer did a press conference at the Yes Week at the Great Neck Social Center. Pushing mm-hmm. for this as well. So it's exciting. We've been awarded $1 million in federal funding that will span over 3 years for our transportation program, which is wonderful.
Is it going to
wonderful.
Be expanded, the transportation
They're going to work on, yeah, they're, absolutely. They're, you know, definitely, you know, they're going to see how they can, you know, because what's hard is that the numbers keep increasing as well. Mm-hmm. So obviously food shopping and medical transportation takes precedence. But what's great about now that we're partnered with Community Service and DOSA are together, there's a lot of, you know, they have buses, so we're trying to do collaborative things to different things. The conference, we were able to provide transportation to the conference, so we're definitely going to look at doing more of that.
How is we're going to get out about this when this program is
extended? Oh, they'll be, well, we, no, you know, maybe. they'll be word, there'll be presentations and, you know, different material that will come out, too.
It's a wonderful grant, but at the same time, we've gone from 10,000, I think, to 11,000
yeah,
people.
Right.
So there'll be more people
right.
on the bus, so expanding
and
service
the more
is
you
difficult.
Tell, the more people
right.
will be
of
aware
course.
And use the program.
And I just want to say also, you know, our mobility manager, Shari, you know, does a fabulous job. You know, I hear her on the phone really customizing. It's like your own personal travel agent, you know, customizing your trips to different things. So
basically, we're out of time. So I want to thank everybody for coming. And happy half birthday. Thank Dan and Janine and Rebecca and Julian. And you've been listening to Project Independence and You. We'll see everybody or hear everybody next week on 88.1 FM.